It is more of the best of the Cooking in the Dark show.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know, Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I am going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
Wow, we've got kind of a subdued crowd in here after last week, Cheryl.
What did you do to them, Dale?
I don't know. Did we not get the wine out this week? Maybe that's the key. No sugar, no wine. No, that's cool. Everybody's here. Did you see who's here, Cheryl?
Who?
You didn't go through the green room tonight?
Oh, our special guest.
Yeah. Flew all the way in from Northern Ontario, Canada, and boy, are their arms tired.
Oh, man.
I can't resist that one.
Yeah. I bet you some of us are wishing you had, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Cheryl is our complaint department.
No, she's not. And there's...
Hey, did you hear that?
What was that?
I think our guests found their way out of the green room.
Oh.
We're coming back in.
Bring him in, bring him in. Hey, y'all, it's Rob and Lee Bender from Ontario, Canada. Welcome,
Hi.
Y'all.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Great to be here.
So, would y'all like a glass of wine or something before we get started?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right, red, white, what would you like?
Oh, boy, let's see. What goes good with what you're cooking?
Red.
All right.
Sounds
red
like
always goes good with whatever I'm cooking. You know, that's one thing. Lee mentioned that. I want to mention that to everybody, too. You know, that old stereotype, wines and colors and with different foods, doesn't really matter. If you like the wine, it goes good with anything. Now, certain wines do have different bodies and stuff. There was a wine I had that had a real peppery aftertaste, which was great with reds, you know, steaks and things like that. But all in all, man, if you like it, cook with it, drink it. If you don't like it, don't cook with it and don't drink it. Give it to your neighbor. You know, there was an old guy, Cheryl, and he went into the jewelry store. I'd say he was probably about 72, 73, white-haired old dude.
Uh-huh.
And he had this beautiful young gal on his arm. She was about 24, 25. And they walked up to the jewelry clerk and got it on the store there. He says, I'd like to get my girlfriend a diamond ring, a very special diamond ring. So the jeweler goes over and he pulls out these rings and pulls one out and says, sir, this one's, you know, they look at it. Well, how much is it? Well, $5,000. No. I want to get my girlfriend a very special ring. So the jeweler, you know, locks up those rings back up, goes into the back, pulls us his very special rings out of the vault, comes out, shows them to him, and she's looking at one. She picks up the biggest one. And the jeweler says, well, that one's $42,000. Guy says, we'll take it. And the jeweler says, well, how will you make payment? And he goes, well, I'm going to write you a check, but I know it's late Friday afternoon, so you're going to need to call my bank on Monday and verify the funds, so I'll just come by Monday and pick it up. Well, this girl is just, oh, she's all giggly and she's just trembling with excitement, you know. So Monday morning, the jeweler calls the old man and he says, sir, there's no money in your bank account. And the old man says, yeah, I know that, but let me tell you about my weekend. All right, y'all, we will be right back on Cooking in the Dark. We're going to go to Kansas City. We're going to do a little Kansas City brisket on Cooking in the Dark. We'll be right back after these messages.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
All right, y'all, we are back. Here we go, getting ready to rock and roll. We're on our way to Kansas City. Here I come. This recipe is so awesome. Now, the actual recipe, again, if you're on the Cooking in the Dark list, you would have gotten a copy of this recipe. It's kind of written out in long form. Basically, what you want to do, you either want to smoke or cook your brisket. Now, as you know, show 116 a few weeks ago, I think it is, we introduced the new smoker that we have here at Cooking in the Dark. It is awesome. But if you don't have a smoker, here's what we need to do. You want to look for about a 4 to 5 pound brisket. If you can go bigger than that if you want. I mean, you can get briskets up 13, 14 pounds. That's usually what we smoke. So that's a big old hunk of beef, baby. Ooh, it's good stuff, too. What you want to do is get about a 5 or 6 pound brisket. And what I've got here is an aluminum pan that I've put about 2 cups of water in. And I've seasoned and marinated this brisket. Now, what is suggested is you want to cut your brisket about a half an inch deep, make some slices through it about 2 or 3 inches apart, jab it with a fork if you want to, and rub it down with teriyaki sauce. Oh, 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 very delicious stuff. But you want to let it marinate overnight, and you know you can use this same aluminum pan to do that if you want. Put it in, start it in the evening, throw it in just before you go to bed, flip it over. Ooh, that's excellent. Then what we're going to do here is we're going to bake it at 225 degrees. So let me open the oven here and... Hey, watch your feet, 4B. Damn. Cheryl, they put a big old tall dude at 4B. Now, Lee, keep Scout away. I know this brisket, he's probably after this raw meat. Woohoo! Lee and Rob brought his guide dog, Scout, with him. And Scout digs brisket. He's already voiced his approval a couple times. We've slid this in. All right. Now, what you want to do is you want to go about 40 minutes, give or take a few. Go 35 to 45 minutes per pound at 225 in your oven. So we've got that slid in. We've got a 5.5 pound brisket. So do some fast calculation here. We're looking at 1.5 hours. We're looking at 3. We're looking at about 3 hours and 20 minutes or so. So we're going to set our timer. We're going to set the time machine so you guys don't have to hang out. But everybody here, there's a keg of beer in the back. Y'all picked the right day to be here. So go grab yourself a cool one. Come up here and visit with Rob, Lee, myself. And remember, everybody, keep your hands and your feet in until the time machine has come to a full and complete stop. All right, Mr. Cummings, 3.5 hours, please, sir. All right, y'all, I'm glad everybody made it. Hope everybody's safe. Woo! We've still got a little bit of beer left for the band. They've been entertaining while we've been on the time machine and two. Okay, now, we've got our brisket out. We've kind of let it cool for a little bit. And you want to cook this to an internal temperature of about 160 degrees, 150 to 160, somewhere in there will be perfect, John. With briskets, y'all, the key is cooking them slow. Cooking it too fast at too high of a temperature, you're going to have a real tough piece of meat. Cooking it slow, even if you can go 200 for an hour a pound, do that when you cook it. Now, if you have a smoker, like the electric smoker that we have, again, about 225, and I smoked our old, that 13-pound brisket, I smoked that guy for 7.5 hours. Then I pulled him out, wrapped him in foil, and let him go another 3 hours. Tender to the touch, man. You could just slice it with a knife. Excellent. But by being electric, they're blind friendly. You don't have to keep coming back and checking the temperature. You don't have to keep adding wood to the fire. You don't have to open and close dampers to regulate the heat. Plug and go, man. Very simple, very cool, very easy. Now we've got our brisket here. And what we want to do, Cheryl, is we want to cut this thing down into about 1-inch cubes. So I've got my knife here. I've got my flexible chopping mats. And I'm just simply slicing. I'm slicing a big old hunk off. And again, I'm guessing maybe that's 1 inch. Maybe it's 1.5 inches. Maybe it's 3/4 inch. It doesn't matter. If it's imperfect, it's perfect. Ha! I like that. I just made that up. Rob Lee, up there in Canada, is barbecue pretty popular?
Well, for sure.
We just got ourselves one of the grills with the removable grill, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are the bomb right there.
We don't have a smoker yet, though, and my birthday's coming up, so...
I think we're getting a smoker. Yeah. It's a great, great
thing. Yeah, because I tell you, I have smoked ribs. I've smoked turkey. I've smoked chops, I've smoked burgers, brisket, of course, roasts, corn on the cob, zucchini, fish, you name it. You just got to kind of get used to it, and just, you know, it takes a little bit of time, because everyone, you know, I had one and the heating element burned out on it, so the heating element to replace it was like $35, and a new one was, you know, $60 on sale, so I just bought a new one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Plus, I didn't have to wait for it. Plus, I needed it. Ain't nothing like telling everybody, hey, I'll smoke a couple turkeys. You go out there and your heating element's burnt in half. Oh, no.
Whoa.
Hate it when that happens. But you can do so much with them. And it is so, it's so forgiving, y'all. If you've listened to any of our shows in the past, you know I've said that over and over again. Because you're cooking at such a low temperature. It's not like you're frying a burger. So what hockey team y'all have up there near you guys?
Toronto is the closest one.
Maple Leafs?
Yeah, the Leafs for us, yeah.
All right, I'm steadily chopping this dude up, y'all, into just basically inch thick, maybe, I don't know, bite-sized pieces is what we're after. Because this thing is going to be, oh, it's so good. Now, you're also going to need to get your favorite barbecue sauce. All right, just chopping and slowing. Now, as I'm cutting y'all, I'm throwing these pieces into a 9x13 cake pan. And just kind of nestling them down, making sure they all fit. That's important. Got to have room for all this beef. Like that little old lady, where's the beef? It's here in the pan. Now, one thing you want to do when you do your brisket, I didn't mention this before, but you want to put it fat side up. Don't trim the fat off before you cook it. With it being fat side up, and Scalda will attest to this, it lets all them good grease flavorings drip down into the meat. And that's what you're after. That's what fat's good for, seasoning. And I guess keeping warm up yonder there, huh? Okay, now, one more hunk here to slice up. And again, y'all, I've sliced this brisket down. I slice a couple hunks of it off, just like a big old slice of bread, about an inch and a half or inch thick or so. Then I cut those down in hunks and strips and just slice each of those up into halves or thirds, whatever will go. All right. Now, you can try to trim off some of this fat, too. And one thing I've found that it's a little bit easier when you're doing the slicing because you can kind of feel it a little easier than if you try to just slice it all right off at one time. Hmm. Now, sorry, I had to try that piece of brisket. It is good.
So
that little piece was right there, and you know what it said? It said, this is for the cook.
Oh, I'm sure. So
y'all didn't hear it?
No, we weren't paying that much attention. So, Lee and Rob, what would you say are some of your favorite barbecue things? What do you guys enjoy a lot?
A good steak.
Lake trout on the barbecue.
Lake trout.
Yes.
Man, yay, man.
It's got to be the best, yeah.
Yeah. Is that easy to get in your area?
Oh, yeah. We can get, found a place through a colleague of mine from work where we can get, what is it, 6 great big fillets of lake trout from the Manitoulin Island, which is right near Sudbury.
There's a lot of fish there. Yeah,
it's enough that you could split one of those suckers in half and have enough for 2 people.
Oh, very nice.
Big, big lake trout.
Right. Very, very nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of lake trout, vacation's coming, Cheryl. That makes me think of Mahi Mahi Grill, and I've got to agree with them, man.
Oh.
Grilled fish is awesome.
We do.
Ooh, Rob Lee, we can't wait, man. Finally, this management, the Cooking in the Dark management, is going to let us have a break. Pretty sticklers. They're sticklers for this thing. Okay, we've got everything here diced up, sliced up, mambo jumboed. Now I've got 2 cans of Dr. Pepper. That's right, Dr. Get Down Pepper. Pop that one. We're going to pour this in. What you want to do is you want to fill this up about a third of the way. Fill your pan up about a third of the way with Dr. Pepper. I'm going to put 2 cans in. We'll see where that takes us. Might have to go 3 cans. Maybe if we get lucky, we'll go 2.5 or need 3.5, and then I can pull out some rum and make me a pepper drink. Let me just stick my finger in here and see how we're doing. Yeah, that's good, y'all. I mean, we're about...
You're about a third up.
What I'm doing is just kind of moving, not really moving the meat, but just kind of lifting it a bit to allow the pepper to flow, the soda to flow around everywhere.
So is the idea to make sure that the soda covers all of the meat in the pan?
No, you don't want it to cover.
Okay.
The meat is, in fact, piled up even with the top of the pan.
Okay. Oh, alrighty. Okay.
So you just want it to go about the bottom third. I'm going to add a little bit more here just because, you know, if like I always say, if some is good, a lot is a whole lot better. So, did y'all hear about the 2 peanuts that were walking down the road?
Yeah.
One of them was assaulted.
Assaulted. Oh.
Man, now. That ain't nice. I thought that was a funny joke. I guess it would have helped if I would have told it right.
That was okay.
Yeah. Spider Robinson.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in another bowl here, I need to get our barbecue sauce going. Let's see. I just had some out here. All right. Check 4B. Make sure he didn't take it.
You're accusing not our guests, but the folks in the audience of stealing stuff?
No.
What? Just,
I didn't say that.
What? They just moved it on you?
I'm just thinking if anybody took it, it'd be 4B.
Yeah.
Got some big old long legs sticking out here, man. No.
Scotty's hanging up there pretty close.
Scotty, he likes barbecue sauce.
Uh-oh. The best part of sitting in 4B, though, is you always get to try stuff first, you know?
This is true.
Usually it's when you're wiping it off yourself after I flip it on you. Okay. Well, I've got to get this cut open. Any more stuff is so product safe, you know?
So, Lee and Rob, where you guys are, do you do a lot of outdoor cooking, or is it primarily inside stuff?
Here it's the inside things. We haven't tried a barbecue yet.
Ah, okay.
Selves. But the baskets, which Dale was talking about before, sound great. We have to really get one of those and try a barbecue and see how we'd actually do with it.
Right.
We're allowed to have them here because we're in a townhouse, and there is a backyard, but we just haven't gotten around to getting one yet. So we mostly use the on the inside, and most of the year that's probably the way to go.
Right.
It's kind of tough when you've got to, you know, take a snow shovel out to find your grill.
Yeah.
It would be buried in the middle of winter. No doubt.
Whereas here, I mean, all I got to do is I just put on a sweatshirt to go find my grill. That was like one time on the handyman list. It was funny. They were talking about shoveling snow, you know, and what to do about it and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, just, you know, sell your snow shovel and move further south and you don't have to worry about it.
Yay.
That was my advice.
I like that idea.
Whew. Now, I used to do that cold weather stuff, but not anymore. Yeah. Okay, now, I put in one and a half cups of barbecue sauce, and here goes in a half a cup of honey. One thing cool about honey, y'all, is that it actually can help you fight allergies.
That's
if you
true.
Can find honey from your area. Because honey's made from bees that grab pollen and stuff from flowers and stuff from your area, your immediate locale. So if you're allergic to, you know, if you have a lot of bad allergies, honey can help you build tolerances to the pollens and things in your area.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you live in like Texas, don't buy honey from North Carolina. It may not help that much.
And probably one of the best ways of finding like local honey would be, I mean, maybe your supermarket would carry it, but I bet you right now in the summertime, farmers market would have a lot of the local stuff, because those are where
I think farmers markets would be by far the best way to go.
Yeah. What about stuff like that, Lee and Rob? Are those around, or do you get local produce?
Yeah, we do have a farmers market here.
Uh-huh.
I guess around the province there's a number of them. I think I'm not sure if we're the only one in our area though. I think ours is basically right downtown,
mm-hmm.
so it's quite easy to get to and such.
And is it like all through the summer or year round, or how does it work? Do you know?
Pretty much through the summer.
Mm-hmm. Through the summer, maybe a little bit into the fall. I'm not sure actually when it quits, because ours is all outside.
Okay.
Whereas a lot of them, I know where I was from before, the market was inside primarily, so it did go all year round, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. In Southern Ontario, they're inside. They tend to be inside more.
Right.
Yeah, and up here, it just goes through the summer and into the fall. There's a lot of roadside stands and stuff, too, when Rob is traveling at work that you can get vegetables and fruit and stuff, and I love it when he comes home with fresh produce. It's really a bonus.
If he's ever driving, we can stop on the way home and pick up some nice corn and fresh beans and whatever else. It's great for sure.
Yeah,
oh, that's
one of the benefits of traveling, for sure.
All right, so now I'm intrigued. What do you do, Rob?
Actually, I'm an assistive technology.
Look, Cheryl, if he tells you, he'll have to kill you.
No, he just did. He just did. And he's with you, so maybe he could kill you. Anyway, go ahead. You do what?
Y'all see what I put up with on a weekly basis, man?
I work with computers and assistive technology. I'm an assistive technology specialist, they call me. Anyway,
okay.
I'm basically doing assessments and some training, troubleshooting. Primarily assessments, but I do get my hand in some training as well.
Now, do you find, like, once you tell somebody that, you have to be careful because then you become their personal, like, assistive technology person?
It happens. But you know, it is great to be able to help people out there too as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is,
you're going to love my title.
All right, go ahead. What's yours?
Registration and referral. In other words, I'm the R&R. I love it. Love the title.
That's cool.
It is. We both work for CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a fancy title for an intake worker, basically.
I just
You're still eating, Dale. Are you sure you want to talk now?
There was one little piece left over, so.
Oh, okay.
It was either me or Scout. Sorry, man. I won, Scout lost. All right, we slid our brisket in. It's in the oven. We're going to bake it at 325 for just about 30 minutes. We've got the timer set, so we're all cool there. We're going to take a little break here on Cooking in the Dark. We'll be right back on the other side. We're going to do a zucchini dish that I know you're going to dig, zucchini squares. It was sent in by our own moderator, Helen Whitehead, quite a long time ago. We'll be right back, Cooking in the Dark.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more of the Cooking in the Dark. Brisket and zucchini squares. Here we go, Dale.
Zucchini squares. Yeah. Pretty interesting recipe. This one came to us from Helen Whitehead eons ago, and then it was reposted by Alice Jackson. Remember Alice of Ask Alice that nobody sent us any questions?
Well, I think we need to just give people a more, you know, some more time. Because, are you laughing at my optimism here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
But
are,
then again, I'm thinking about back when we did the Cooking in the Dark cookbook.
Yeah.
And nobody sent any recipes in, and I told everybody, all right, we're killing it. We're not going to do it. And then we got 160 recipes, so.
Well, that serves you right.
Anyway, this recipe, Cheryl, why don't you read them the recipe real quick? I'm going to chop up this onion real fast. I'm going to use a food processor, and then I'm going to change blades, and I'm going to slice the zucchini lickety-split.
Uh-huh. All right, so I've got to say...
Now, where is that optimism at?
It just flew right out the window. Anyway. But anyway, when I first looked at this recipe, I was a little taken aback. I thought, my goodness, a gazillion ingredients. But it's nothing that you don't have in your kitchen, and it's not quite as bad as it sort of will sound with as I go through here. But here we go. So zucchini squares. We need 3 cups of zucchini that will be thinly sliced or cubed, 1/2 cup of chopped onions, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, or Alice says that she substitutes or puts in 1 cup of cheddar cheese also.
Grated.
Yes.
See, I just can't be quiet when you're reading, can I?
But you really stunned us last time or something. Yeah. Whatever.
I think you had a lot of wine last night.
I think so, too. 2/3 tablespoon parsley, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon oregano, 2 dashes of Tabasco, or I think for a little more oomph, a little more spice, you might want to put a little more Tabasco in, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 cup oil, and then 4 eggs beaten. And those are all of your ingredients for this.
So it's not too bad.
No.
Oh, Okay, lickety split. The what? Zucchini is sliced.
It is? Wow.
Ye of little faith.
I know.
Hey, Rob, if you will, I think over there by your chair, feel down, there's a cage.
Okay.
Be careful, I want you to reach in that cage. Grab that chicken by the throat. There he is, got him. Okay. Okay, now Lee, hold your hands underneath the chicken. Rob, hit that sucker in the head four times. We need four eggs. There we go.
Done.
All right. Now they're warm, aren't they? Nice, warm. That's what you call farm fresh eggs, right here on Cooking in the Dark. Okay. I've put our onions and our zucchini. We need 3 cups of sliced zucchini. Now, something else you can do with this zucchini, y'all, is grate it if you want. It'll work out well, too. Get all of our onion out of there. All right. Okay, now I'm going to flip over our slicing blade. Scout didn't get the chicken, did he?
No.
Okay. Dang. We've been kind of, the chicken's kind of, when he first got the gig, he'd give us eggs right off the bat. Now he's like holding out, you know, he's like the goose with the golden egg or something. That's why you got to whack him in the head.
Hey, the chicken has learned his worth. He knows that, you know, you just shared a withhold a little bit, and up goes that the amount on that contract.
Yeah, that's right.
Saving his energy Sucker. For the squirrels.
Yeah.
We'll send him back to Farmer Brown's. He'll be dinner if he doesn't watch it. Okay, I'm grating the cheese real fast, y'all. That's why these food processors are so nice. Voila. There we are. We got a cup of grated cheese, if you please.
Hey, Dale.
Ma'am?
I was talking with Lee and Rob when we were on break a few minutes ago. And they told me this amazing story about their trip to the Bahamas.
Oh, cool. So,
guys, do you want to tell, can you tell Dale about something about a shirt and a trip?
We went in January, we went for a week to a place right outside of NASA, a couples resort. And at first, they're not used to seeing.
I got
to
say it, Lee, a couple of what?
Oh man, gotta watch what I say around you guys. We were there a couple of a few days, and the people were very nice, but they obviously were very how can I say this? Just not used to seeing two blind people, a couple, not. You know, traveling with family or anything else.
I think blind people there were, the families took care of them a lot
two,
more.
Two so independent blind people being normal.
Yeah.
They're surprised to see us coming in there. And there.
So I can't remember if it was the second or the third day in, we dug out your famous Too Much Sex Causes Blindness shirts, and we put them on. And we went downstairs, and oh my God, what an icebreaker. You wouldn't believe it. Everybody wanted to see them, the staff, the people at the resort. It was amazing. It was just.
They found out that you guys would laugh at yourselves, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And that the blindness was no big deal, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yep. They figured if we could laugh at ourselves, then they could laugh at us too, and it was great. And we had a wonderful rest of the week, and it was great. So. You know.
That is awesome.
The shirts broke the ice for us, for sure.
That is what it's all about. All right. Hey, our brisket's done, y'all.
Wow.
Good.
Let me stop the timer and pull that out. Now, the next step to doing our brisket, we're going to change speeds real fast. I'm going to change this to broil, and we're going to broil it for about 12 to 15 minutes. Of course, the directions say broil until it looks burnt. Well, broil for 15 minutes at the most. 10 to 12 minutes is better, but you be the judge. I always go 15 minutes because it's cool. I got faith. You're laughing.
No. I believe you. I'm right with you.
I'm right there with you, Skippy.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got that going now. All right, that'll be perfection. Let me get my big bowl out here.
So this is going to be a wonderful dinner. A lot of beef and some healthy vegetables next to it.
Yeah.
That's going to be yummy.
Oh, I can't wait. Everybody's going to enjoy this meal today. Rob and Lee are glad they came today.
Yep. Mm.
Now, next week, they'd get fruit salad.
That's true. That's true.
So, you never know. What's important to one? I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so now we've got our zucchini, we've got our cheese, we've got our onions, we've got our eggs beaten.
Four
I just whisked them foods together.
Oh, yes, I did that, yes.
So let me see here.
Garlic powder.
Oh, here's red pepper.
Oregano.
Put a little red pepper in here.
Tabasco.
I'm just putting about a pinch of red pepper.
Yeah.
Just to bring it up a bit. Let me find my oregano here. Winch my hands off. I stuck my hands down in the zucchini and the cheese and stuff and just kind of mixed it all up a little bit.
Oh, that's fun.
Folded it all together.
Yeah.
The textures of food, y'all, are really cool. Experience it. Still to date, I think the funkiest one, not the funkiest, but just the coolest feeling is flour after you've sifted it.
That's true. Yeah.
That's a really cool feeling. Okay, so we need 2/3 of a tablespoon of parsley. We're using dry parsley. Okay. That's in. Half of oregano, I believe.
Yes, half a teaspoon of oregano.
Y'all better look out. I'm on top of it. Won't last long, so don't worry.
I was going to say it's the most we can expect of you now.
Hey, did y'all hear about the two peanuts that were walking down the street? One of them was assaulted.
Oh,
I blew it again. Oh, assaulted. He was assaulted, not assaulted. All right, y'all were a little late. I ain't buying it.
No, they sincerely meant it this time.
Yeah, I bet. I saw you holding up the laugh sign. Please, the please laugh sign. All right, one.
Dale, how are you going with the recipe there?
Man, I'm glad y'all find me humorous. Okay, one teaspoon, I'm sorry, of garlic powder.
Yes.
Oh, looking for the salt. Not assaulted, just the salt.
Yes, gummit. Yes, we got you.
Hey, Cheryl, did you hear about the two peanuts and we're walking down the street?
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. Oh, no, Dale. What about two peanuts walking down the street?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't heard the story myself. Okay, half a cup of salt. What am I missing? I've got to put the eggs in.
Tell me you just put in half a teaspoon of salt.
I did.
Scummy just snorted at that one.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I was on your side, too. I was going to slip you something later. Not now. Okay, the eggs. I need a half a cup of oil.
Yes, you do.
I got a little pop quiz for everybody. And the best part about this is I'm not going to answer this question until next week.
Oh, so we don't have to answer either.
No.
We do?
No.
We don't.
Now, Cheryl, you may already know this because you're on the Cooking in the Dark list.
I am.
What is the difference between ketchup and catsup?
The spelling. No, I'm sorry.
Besides the spelling.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
All right. I'm going to give everybody's got a week to ponder this. We'll announce this next week sometime. Rob Lee, don't be looking at the script. You know the answer. Don't look. Don't say anything. That's right. That's what I thought. Huh? Okay. All right, half a cup of oil.
Yeah.
Then I got to mix all this up after I add the half a cup of oil.
Yes.
We're using olive oil.
Yeah.
And again, I'm pouring it in the measuring cup, and I'm holding my thumb on top and just kind of checking it, checking the level with my thumb. Okay. Now, I think I'm going to use a wooden spoon to mix all this together, Cheryl.
Good idea.
This appears to be kind of a big old mess if you go with your hands, but I'll try a spoon first, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Oh, not too bad. Just kind of, again, when I'm mixing, y'all, I'm kind of going down the side of the bowl, going underneath everything to the middle, lifting it up and just folding it over, lifting up and just turning it over. Keep doing that until you pretty much have gone all the way around the bowl. You want to get everything mixed up nice and neat. Now, before I add the Bisquick to it, I'm going to let me get another 9x13 pan out here. glass. Hit this with a little cooking spray. All right, that dude's ready to go. Now, we need 1 cup of Bisquick.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to post that recipe to the cooking list. I've got a recipe for making your own Bisquick, similarly to what we did when we made our own cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know, we did that. Didn't we do that in some previous show, I think?
Yeah, we did that way back on a Thanksgiving sometime, I think.
Yeah.
Way back when.
But I think that would
far,
be cool.
Far, far away place. Okay, Bisquick. Little dabble, do you? Now, I don't use much Bisquick, so I just bought a little box.
Mm-hmm.
And my little cooking in the dark professional measuring cups just scoop right in there. Just so nice. Because they're kind of oval shaped, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, oh, yeah, shaped like a football, kind of.
Yes.
Not far away football season, is it?
Didn't it just finish?
No, golly, it's been done for so long now. They finished way back in February.
Ah, that's
terrible.
Oh, don't remind me. Don't bring it back. Jeez, it was a horrible time for the poor Patriots. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks
some
for bringing that back.
Some teams are made to finish. Some teams are made to get their butts whipped.
Hey, back up from that statement, Mr. Campbell. That is not true.
Man, I was rooting for them boys. Them old Giants, they just stood up and smacked them in the head. And they meant business.
Oh, my goodness, did they not?
But it was a good Super Bowl, at least. I mean, the outcome was not that good, but at least it wasn't 72-0 or something.
Oh, that's true, that's true. But
I thought it would have been.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm mixing in this the Bisquick, y'all. Just kind of, again, stirring everything together, shuffling it all in.
Yeah.
Now we're getting ready to go do the nasty. We're going to have to slap this dude and slide it into the... Pour it in, slide it in, slip it in, wherever you want to view it, into the cooking dish. Hey, Cheryl, before we split, I want to send a shout-out to a guy I met recently up in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes.
Guy by the name of Randy Ward. He just lost his eyesight not too long ago. He listens to Cooking in the Dark every Friday at 1 o'clock. Then he listens to us again on Saturdays, just in case he missed something.
Oh, can I just say, Mr. Ward, I apologize for anything Dale has said on the show.
Hey, now. I resemble my remarks. Folks up there in Dallas know how I feel about them. I love them.
But we are glad to have you listen to the show nonetheless. You brave, brave man. Go ahead.
Man, calling me a goat head on top of all of it. Okay, y'all, I've just taken we've just taken the zucchini mixture here, poured it in our cake pan, 9x13 pan, and we're going to slide that into a 350-degree oven, and we're going to let that go for just about 30 to 35 minutes. So, Mr. Producer, if you'll set a time machine, I need to make sure I adjust this temperature here. I'm going to pull out the brisket. Now, this Kansas City brisket, y'all, you will swear that you're eating cotton candy.
Somebody said that.
It is delicious. And then the fact that it's all cut down into bite-sized chunks makes it just that much better. Ah, now see, there was a safety thing. What I did with this pan is I put the cake pan inside a cookie sheet. So just in case I spilled it or tipped it too far, it would run over into the
cookie sheet. That's a brilliant idea.
That's just exactly what happened. So I just saved a huge cleanup.
Yep.
Plus, I saved pouring hot Dr. Pepper all over my feet.
Ooh.
That's not a hot foot I want to have. Okay, Mr. Timekeeper there, we need 30 minutes on the timer. All right, everybody, remember, keep your hands and feet inside until the time machine has come to a complete stop. We are not responsible for damage to pinkies or big toes. Okay, everybody here? Rob, Lee?
Yes! We're here.
Scout, make it?
Yep, Scott's here.
He's here.
4B, you're here? Ah, crap. Okay. 4B's here, too. Okay, no big deal. All right.
Hey, what about me?
Let's slide this cat out. I know you're here.
Oh. I was feeling a little overlooked there. I mean, geez.
Well, because I reached down to get the wine bottle, make sure it was there after we stopped, and I felt you grabbing it, moving it up to your glass. I knew it was there. Goodness. Okay.
All right.
Slide our zucchini mixture out here. Oh, yeah, that's nice and golden. Oh, it's going to be delicious. All right, y'all. It's been another successful Cooking in the Dark. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side, say our goodbyes, let the band play us a song, and I might even try to be quiet and let Cheryl read you one of the recipes. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
Going to Kansas City.
All right, y'all, we're back. KC, here I come, brisket. What you need is one smoked or cooked about 5-6 pound brisket. Again, if it's 4 pounds, that's cool. If it's 7 or 8 pounds, that's cool too. Do it the way we described earlier in the show. In the oven, about 200 to 225 for about 40, 45 minutes a pound. Put a little water in your pan, cover it, slide it in the oven, and just go have a glass of wine and chill. Let it cook, then bring it back, let it cool off, slice it up, dice it up into about 1-inch cubes. It doesn't matter if they're big or smaller. If they're not perfect, it's even better because it definitely looks homemade. You want to put those in a cake pan. Fill that pan up about a third of the way with Dr. Pepper. Mix up about a cup and a half and about a half a cup of honey, a half a cup of honey and 1.5 cups of barbecue sauce, that is. You want to pour that over the top of your meat. Then for purposes like you might have heard when we pulled that dude out and the sizzling, put your cake pan in a larger pan, be it a cookie sheet with sides, a jelly roll pan, anything like that. Slide that in the oven, 325 degrees for about 30 minutes. When that is done, switch to broil. If you have gas, you need to move it down to your broiler. Broil that for about 15 minutes. Don't go over 15 minutes. 15 minutes is probably perfect. Pull it out and let the feast begin. It is absolutely delicious, y'all. That is the KC going to Kansas City. Here I come, brisket. Remember the question before I split? Here's Cheryl to read you the zucchini squares recipe.
All right. Are you promising not to interrupt?
Hurry.
All right. Here we go. 3 cups zucchini. I'll start again. 3 cups of zucchini, thinly sliced or cubed. 1/2 cup chopped onions. 1/2 cup grated Parmesan, or you could do 1 cup of cheddar grated. 2/3 tablespoon of parsley. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon oregano. 2 dashes of Tabasco, or you could substitute red pepper flakes if you don't have Tabasco. 1 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/2 cup oil. 4 eggs beaten. And 1 cup of Bisquick. You mix everything together first except the Bisquick. And then the last thing you add in is your cup of Bisquick. Mix it all together. Put it in a 13-by-9-inch pan and put that in the oven at 350 for how long, Dale?
For about 35 minutes.
There you go. And voila.
Be golden brown. 30-35 minutes, something like that. Can't go wrong.
Zucchini
don't stay
squares.
Too long. And when you go to cut them into squares, once again, if you want to, you know, one method that I use to cut everything evenly is I use my cooling rack.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll count over, okay, 1, 2, 3 spaces, run the blade down the side of that rack grid and count over 1, 2, 3 and use that again. You know what I mean? Just go that way and then perpendicular it. Turn the cooling rack the other way and use that as a guide if you want them to be perfect squares. Just a method to the madness. That's all there is to it. The zucchini in this recipe, too, if you don't want to do the thin slices, you can grate it if you don't have a food processor or you don't want to slice them up. I used 2 zucchini. Again, that's relative because these zucchini were pretty nice size. They were, I'd say, about as long as a carrot, which is all relative too, I guess. Longer than a baby carrot, not as long as a gigantic jumbo carrot. Anyway, but hey, remember the question, y'all. What is the difference between ketchup and catsup. You might win something if you're one of the first to answer correctly. If you're on the Cooking in the Dark list, you probably already know the answer, because Kim Lookingbill did a great job of researching this and throwing the answer on the list. That's it, folks. This is Cooking in the Dark. Rob, Lee, I guess you guys have a plane to catch, but can you stick around and eat some of this grub with us?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, tell Cheryl to give up some wine. Go with a bottle. We'll have some wine, and we'll go mingle with the crowd. Hey, Eddie, play us a song, please.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet.